Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We just lost a listener, Lance.
I heard about that. Way to go.
What? So, wait a minute. He's going over. He said he's leaving the station because I don't know anything about the draft.
Hold on. Actually, I thought it was about something else.
About the Texans head coaching job. No, that's what he first said. But Tyler said.
What's the intern's name?
Explain it.
Our intern's name is Drew.
Drew. Drew just talked to the guy. Can we have Drew come in here? Come in the studio real quick. Sometimes we like to give our interns a little airtime, too. Okay? Drew actually spoke with the listener. Let's have Drew come in here, and we'll introduce everyone to Drew. Come sit down real quick. Just sit right in the chair right there. All right. And John, this is, and then Tyler will turn your mic on.
So you sit in my chair?
Drew, turn your own mic on. We're trying to teach you how to do radio. Look how easy that is. Now, Drew, first of all, you come to us from where? You're an intern.
Yes.
Here's the second lesson. You're going to talk into the mic.
Yeah. So, I'm an intern. I go to Prairie View A&M University.
PV.
Nice. Yes, sir.
Home of the head
coach. Bubba McDowell.
Bubba McDowell. Yes. Our friend Bubba McDowell, head coach here, new head coach. Now, so you have to deal with callers who call in, you know, and they'll say a little of this, a little of that.
How's Gilbert been treating you?
Have you dealt with Gilbert yet?
I don't think I've dealt with Gilbert
you
yet.
You would know it. You haven't.
So
you would
far,
know if you've dealt with Gilbert.
Everything's been good.
Now tell us today what just happened. You told Tyler what happened. See, the guy wanted the message passed along, so I want you to pass it along to John directly.
So pretty much he was just saying that, in regards to the draft and the Texans and everything like that, that John didn't know what he was talking about, that he is in the barrel low of, to think NFL-wise on what the Texans should draft, what they should need, and that he shouldn't be talking about them in the sense of who they need for the team because he doesn't know anything about the draft and what kind of they need to draft guys into the team.
Mm-hmm. He's right. He's dead on.
Wait a minute now. You got to fight for yourself a little bit here, Johnny.
No.
We just lost this guy.
You want me to call him a dickweed or so? What do you want me to do?
He's going to 790.
He's going to Sean Salisbury, who knows football, not you.
You know what? Go. Go. Okay? I worked with the Texans. I was on the sideline. I know this guy. He knows everything about what the Texans need. I was there for – and I don't know anything. I don't know anything about football. I don't know anything about sports. I don't know anything about the draft. I don't know anything. So, I don't know anything about their needs. I'm not smart enough to know that. You should go to 790. Everybody should. Go over there.
Stop. Stop telling everybody to go to 790. No.
What do you want me to say?
If you have a meter, stay.
Yeah.
Everybody else can go.
Yeah, everybody else. We don't give a rat's ass.
Everyone else go. You guys stay.
Go.
Was he mad? Did he cuss at all, Drew?
He wasn't really cussing. He was just he was upset a little bit.
But I don't blame him. I get upset with John all the time, too. Did he say anything about John being in Cabo when the weather got real bad for us and leaving the city?
No, he was mainly concerned with him talking about the Texans.
But the draft.
I worry about him bailing.
What do I know about? I don't know anything about that. That's why we got Lance, okay?
I would
that's
think why, I could hold. Apparently, it's not good enough to hold him.
That's not good enough.
I'm that not doing my needs, job.
That dude needs everybody. Tyler, what do you know about the draft? Nothing. Beat it. Everybody, leave. Go to another station.
Nothing. Yeah, you're right.
Right. Everybody should go and listen to 790. Go.
All right, Drew, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's our intern, right, Drew from Prairie
View. There you go, Drew.
And,
Drew, he's the dude's absolutely right.
Okay. So he's right. So the guy is right. He said to jet from the station because John doesn't know what he's talking about. You're a bottom-of-the-barrel thinker. You don't know what you're talking about with the coaching process with the Texans.
Right.
Huh.
Right. No, I can't. Yes. He's absolutely – what do you want me to – I can't argue with anything he said. Nothing. So, I mean, what do you want me to do? Hey, the guy found me out. I'm out. He outed me. I feel bad. I wanted to out myself.
So this, you got outed before you got
I'm in this closet. I'm in this closet.
Where are you broadcasting from?
A closet.
Okay. And then someone just did what to you?
Somebody just outed me. Okay.
As a football thing. As a football thing.
Yes, as a football thing, yeah. So, okay, let me ask you this question. This week will be remembered more for Mike Flores' lawsuit or Tom Brady retiring?
You know what's crazy? Isn't that insane that it's probably going to be Flores' lawsuit? How does Tom Brady – now, part of that is because of how it got leaked early, so it wasn't like a shock at the week.
Yeah, but, and there were hints even before the playoff
game. Trying to guess. Yeah, there was some hints. But Tom Brady saying he was retiring on that Saturday when I heard that was a really big deal. But then when he officially retired versus Brian Flores' lawsuit, no, people are going to remember the Brian Flores situation more than Tom Brady's official retirement.
Well, because Tom Brady was going to retire, and you know, he was going to retire, and that's not a big deal. It was his career that's a big deal. So the retirement is whatever. And you're right. It was leaked beforehand, and so he wasn't able to. Oh, maybe it'll be remembered by the Patriots, who I was thinking how uncomfortable it's going to be. Robert Kraft was none too pleased with Tom Brady that he didn't even mention the Patriots and the eight pages of Instagram, the goodbyes to Tampa Bay.
I wouldn't have been either. No. Did you see Bill Belichick came out and he came out and said Tom Brady's the greatest player that's ever played football?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and don't worry, you know, Tom Brady's got to go back and he's going to get his number retired and there's going to be a big ceremony and everything else. But Robert Kraft was, and I can't blame him, he was a little bit pissed. Hey, what about us? You were here for 20 years. What the hell? How about you 6 Super Bowls? How about a little something? You know, so I could certainly see that. But
do you know who Belichick coached? Tom Brady?
Matt Castle?
LT. Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So for him to make that statement, that's a big statement coming from Bill Belichick. And it's the correct statement, but Belichick had a lot of love for Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, no, he absolutely did.
Is Michael Parsons the next Lawrence Taylor?
Man, how about winning that race? But anyway, back to Brian Flores. Okay. Brian Flores' lawsuit has a chance to really change culturally what's going on in the NFL. If in fact this Rooney Rule, which there's always a smirk about the Rooney Rule. We got to do this, our dude. And then 6 white guys are already hired this offseason. I mean, yeah, we got to make sure. Let's get our interviews in. Let's bring Hines Ward in. You know, and it's guy after guy after guy that's brought in, and then white guys are hired. Maybe Brian Flores in this NFL culture, maybe it's something that could possibly change. So there's a possibility that this Brian Flores thing is going to be much bigger someday. He, you know, Brian Flores may never work again, but he may change he may be Colin Kaepernick-ish in how he's changing the league.
I think you're going to see I don't think you're going to see a big seismic shift in hiring. I think D'Amico Ryans maybe needs a little bit more seasoning, but next up, and I could see as early as next year, are going to be D'Amico and Leftwich. I really think Leftwich is going to be the next Tampa coach. I think he's waiting that out. So I think we'll see Leftwich and D'Amico Ryans be the next two up. I mean, you need to look at the coordinators, right? Todd Bowles, I do wonder if any of these guys, I don't know that Leslie Frazier is going to have a whole lot of juice for anyone because he's an older coach. I think first and foremost, organizations want younger coaches. That's just what they see, and that's what they want. And so that will help Byron Leftwich. That will help D'Amico Ryans. I think it hurts a guy like Leslie Frazier maybe a little bit. Jim Caldwell's been around for a long time. I don't think he's going to be anyone's first choice just because he is an older coach as well. Raheem Morris, I think, should be in the mix. That's another guy that you should be seeing getting more opportunities as well. I'm hoping Aaron Glenn does talk to AG a little bit, defense coordinator from the Detroit Lions. Like, you need to look at where the coordinators are coming from. That's going to be a really big deal. It'd be nice to see some offensive coordinators get into that outside zone play actions, you know, Shanahan tree. That's a big tree right now. To get on where Matt LaFleur came from, where Sean McVay came from. I know they came from a single staff, but Kevin O'Connell came from that tree now as well. To get into that tree, that's the next big thing. Although, I did not know this. Is Mike McDaniel biracial, the offensive coordinator for the 49ers?
We've heard that. And
I did not know that.
No, he was that heavily being thought of by Miami either. But that's another brainiac young coach, you know, that in the McVay and Shanahan and LaFleur mold that could possibly be one of your next guys. And the Texans didn't even look at him. Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. If you want to get in and you'd like to chastise me, you're more than welcome to do that or criticize me. I really don't give a rat's ass.
I'd prefer you do it, so, if I'm being honest.
I have an update on that, actually. So,
okay. What is it?
Another guy called in after our original complaint. He said that he only listens to 97.5 because John knows what he's talking about. Then the original guy, OP, called in, and he said he wasn't talking about John. He was talking about Lance.
Whoa. Wow. This is a turn of events. How the worm turns.
What in the heck is going on here?
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's
I don't even know draft or any of this stuff either.
No, you don't know draft or Texans coaches.
I'm not sure why.
Now, I'm the one who got found out.
See, the whole thing was fishy from the beginning, and now it all makes sense. Okay.
I somehow got found out.
You just got a free trip to Mobile, Alabama. Because you don't know the draft.
Yeah, you don't know anything about. You don't know anything about. That was a little odd that he was picking on me with the draft. I don't know. You're right. I don't know anything about the draft.
I know.
So wait a minute. We'll talk about this on the other side, Lance. All you need. You know what? You need to drown your sorrows.
I don't have to. I don't drink to drown my sorrows. I don't drink as a problem drinker. I drink as a proper gentleman, a guy who says, "Well, I think I'll have this delicious sipping tequila right here," and I go with my friends over at Maestro Dobel. That's how I do it. I'm not going to be slopping around. I'm going to be out there with a proper tequila like Maestro Dobel. Whether it is, and for me, I have my own personal favorites, although I've tried all of them and I enjoy all of them in different ways. See, there's a one cocktail I like for the smoked silver called Humito. There is another. Margaritas are great with their silver. But I'll tell you something that's real, and the Diamante, by the way, which is their Cristalino. But I've always been a big fan of the smokiness of the Reposado and the Añejo as well. So that's something I like to have sometimes in a cocktail, but a lot of times it's a straight sipping tequila. You'll find the variety that you like as well, the varietal that you like, depending on your particular flavor profile or aromas or finish that you like. All of them are very, very different. But the great thing is that Maestro Dobel, they've got a tequila that's right for you. And 11 generations of tequila makers have been doing it that way for years and years and years, making it and perfecting it so that you could really enjoy a great tequila for your cocktails, for your margaritas, or just as a sipping tequila. Make sure that you go to wherever you buy your local liquor from and check out Maestro Dobel. If they don't have it, demand they put it in stock immediately. It's Maestro Dobel.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and the guy who knows nothing about the draft.
Very little about coaching staff, football, and draft. That's fine. He found me out. It's been a good run, though. I mean, you can't say I haven't gotten some sweet trips out of this.
In all fairness to him, he might be a West Virginia guy, and you don't know anything about Will Greer.
I totally missed on him and David Sills and all the rest of them.
Well, let's not pick on West Virginia now. Chase is going to come out of the woodwork.
I'm looking for that Greer to Sills special magic to reignite an NFL team.
So there's that.
It'll happen one day.
You don't know what team. He might be an Ohio State fan. He might be a DK Metcalf fan. Look at all this crappy stuff you wrote about him.
True, true.
He's got it hanging
in
his locker.
Wait, I had DK Metcalf as the number 7 player in the draft. He was drafted like in the
50s. Guess what? And he uses you as inspiration every day in his locker.
You're welcome. And so I'm part of his growth into the player he's become, which was not super effective in fantasy this year.
Oh, Jackie, y'all going to set up a special hotline for complaints about Granato, or should we just use the main number? Oh, now in your face, Jackie, maybe it was about Lance, okay?
No, you've got complaints coming about you. If you'd like to complain about John, call the hotline.
There's no complaint.
There's a new hotline coming for a complaint line.
Dustin says, the only reason I listen to Granato and Zerline is because Granato has no idea what he's talking about. You're all a-holes. We got just a-hole listeners, starting with Dustin. The guy who looks like Carson Wentz. We're going to believe anything he says. Speaking of which, what are they going to do? Man, Ballard's got to be like, holy crap. It was, hey, he took a swing and a miss. By the way.
No, you have to keep trying to win. I don't know the Colts are in a really bad place to me. I didn't talk to Ballard the entire time I was in Mobile. So
You didn't?
Nah, he's too busy, I would imagine. So, no, I didn't see him. I didn't
Maybe
talk to him.
He's too good for you now.
None of that
finished
stuff.
Finished above the Texans in the division.
I can just tell you this. And just looking at that as any other football fan, that's a bad spot. It's a bad spot to be in because you got a quarterback who I don't think can get it done personally. I think a lot of people feel that way. What are you going to do? You're going to try to trade for Russell Wilson? You got no first-round pick. You're going to try to trade for Aaron Rodgers? Would he even want to come there and play? Because he strikes me as a guy who wants to be in probably nice weather and a place where he wants to live. I think Aaron Rodgers, this is a where-do-I-want-to-live spot, too, if he gets traded. So, I don't know. Not having a first-round pick is going to make it hard on the Colts.
Well, we found out, too, that not every quarterbacks want to win, right? I mean, you found that out this week. Quarterbacks want to win. And I think that – listen, I think Denver is – Shailene has a house in Boulder. Denver is a quarterback away from winning. But he doesn't want to be in the same division as Herbert and Mahomes. He don't give a rat's ass about Herbert and Mahomes.
No. Nah.
It's going to be so hard to win in the AFC now. Look, Joe Burrow.
I don't think he's scared.
He ain't scared of no Joe Burrow. He don't care. I mean, these guys, they want to win. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with, the Colts are ready to win with a quarterback, too. They're
I just
really
don't know
ready.
Where one comes from because it's not in this year's draft. And no one's magically throwing out good quarterbacks. So, and if you want to try to get no sweepstakes, you got to have draft picks, and they don't have a first.
Absolutely.
So I don't know how it happens for them, unless Andrew Luck comes out of retirement. And you told me he's like 215 pounds, Andrew Luck.
He's 180 pounds. He ain't coming out. He looks like he's modeling underwear now. The Jaguars got better. The Jaguars got better yesterday. I like Peters as opposed to Urban Meyer. Come on, what a decision! That's what. And here's the thing: is that owner is going to be he is going to be patient. He has shown patience. He just couldn't with Urban Meyer anymore. He just couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
It was just a bad decision. That's just a name. Bringing in a name. He brought in a football coach now. I think Doug Peterson got a pretty bad rap getting. Is Philly any better today without Doug Peterson than they were with him? I don't, you know, how about some football players? How about Carson Wentz actually playing halfway decent? That'll get you fired. So I think the Jags, they got better. The Colts are the Titans. Are the Titans, are the Texans, honestly, are they going to get any better this offseason? In what way, shape, or form can they get better? No free agents are coming here.
Well, the Texans,
maybe Davis
not just
Mills
by drafting. I think just by drafting. And I do think you can bring some free agents in who are good free agents. They might not be top of the line, but that also means you're not paying top-of-the-line prices.
No, I think you hit on a couple of guys. I mean, I think, you know, as much as, you know, the Cameron Grugier, Hills, and the Hewitts, and the I mean, I think that some of the guys they actually played pretty well. even if it's their middle of the road guys. I think you're right, but you got to get some. You got Lance. You said it. You got to get some star power in here. Look at the Rams, and now look at the Bengals now with Chase and Burrow and Mixon and I mean they're. That's a good looking. They got good football players. They got good deep Bell. I mean, DJ Reader. They got good football players over mm-hmm. there. You know what? You got to get some guys that can play. I think John McClain just put out a tweet with the naming all the DeAndre Hopkins and the JJ Watts and the Jadeveon Clowney's and all of the really good football players that the Texans have lost over the last 6 years. You can't win that way. You gotta go out and find some, get some stars in here, get some guys that can play that are above. There isn't a handful of guys that are above the median of NFL players at their position.
But that's not going to happen overnight. Like they're not just going to buy guys that have all this. This is going to be similar to you hope to what the Astros went through where. You can't just magically get guys to now it happens faster because your draftable players can make an impact much faster than a draftable major leaguer. But it's going to be in a similar vein where it's not going to be a sexy organization overnight. There's nothing they could do. I don't care who the hire is and I don't care what your draft is. It's going to take a little bit of time. I think Nico Collins might be a decent wide receiver, but I don't think he's going to be a splashy type of Jamar Chase or even T. Higgins type. I think what he is a wide receiver three with wide receiver two potential. I like him, but it's going to take time. Davis Mills is not going to be sexy. He's not going to be sexy after next year, more than likely. I don't see some Joe Burrow 34-14, you know, I don't see that coming for him. And if it's just going to take a lot of time. But building a winner shouldn't be about being splashy and sexy. It should be about winning at a. If you win, people will come out and support you in mass. People love a winner, but if you screw this draft up somehow, if something goes wrong with the Deshaun Watson commodity piece, where you don't either get the draft picks you think or you do a bad job with them, you could be a bad team for a long time. Like this is a really. Really important offseason for the Texans.
Oh, huge.
To get it jump started because if you screw up, you actually can get stuck in neutral, and you cannot afford to be stuck in neutral when you're this bad.
No, and a huge, huge offseason. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to complain about me or Lance, you're more than welcome to come in here, air your complaints, and then go to another station. You're more than welcome. That happens all the time here. So let's keep it up. 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, Lance is out on his patio just living life.
So I will say I am not on my patio, and I probably won't be there tonight. I never got one of those space heaters. You can get a space heater. I do have. Now, what I do have and what we will probably do tonight is get the fire pit going outside and do some s'mores, see if the kids want to do that. We do that from time to time, and the kids absolutely love that. You can get a fireplace. Some of the ones that the patios that Texas Custom Patios build have fireplaces in it, so you know, you could be running your fire and be out by the fire in your patio as well. That's certainly possible. Texas Custom Patios builds a space that is another living space for you, whether it's like a living room with the kitchen inside of it. It's just amazing, and it's an amazing place to entertain people. It's an amazing place to go hang out by yourself, have your kids out there, have a party out there. Sometimes you can get if you want to have it designed where you have a countertop that people can set their drinks and put the bar stools there, and you know they can do kitchen islands. I mean, they can do pretty much anything you want, but the fact is their design team's so good that they can see things that you can't, and what they can build is a truly an oasis in your backyard, really. So make sure you call my friends over at Texas Custom Patios because they will handle the entire process of heavy lifting, pulling the permits and doing things the right way and building it so that you get the very best product possible. Financing is available for you to get your dream home taken care of. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. founder of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance, I don't know how we missed this, and we are not doing our job, okay? If we haven't talked about this all week, pillow fighting is now a sport. Did you know about this?
Yeah, I had it on News of the Wear when you were gone. Pillow fighting championship.
Pillow fighting championship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you more interested in the guys pillow fighting?
Oh,
or
it's
girls
all. There's fighting? Nothing sexy pillow fighting. It's people smacking each other.
Oh no, they're going at
I've
it.
I've watched the videos, and one girl I saw had this really great technique where she would bundle it up at the end, and she used it almost as like a combat, like you see Marines used to, you know, those batons that are long that are padded on both ends.
Gladiator thing.
Yeah, like the gladiator things. She used the pillow and she would grab it with two hands, one at the end of the pillowcase and the other was at towards the bottom where it was balled up towards the middle, and she was like whack, she would smack the other girl. And this girl, here's the thing though, I watch these and there's this, it's high energy and you feel like you're getting ready to see something kind of violent, and then it just, you know, over time you realize, yeah, they're just pillows. Like, no one's getting knocked out with a pillow.
But you are. But there's style point. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's. It's like fencing. You nobody gets stabbed to death. But you know, there's. I mean, it would be great. Wouldn't fencing be better if people were dying? Yes.
Well, that's like that's old sword fighting, yeah. Probably for like duels where people would get stabbed.
Right. It was a better time. It was a better time to live.
Well, I think there'd be more pay-per-view buys on it.
Yeah.
Than on a fencing.
Obviously.
Do you ever lock in on fencing whenever it's, I don't know, what is it, a summer Olympic winter? Who knows? I don't know.
It's summer.
Which Olympics is it in?
It's summer.
Is fencing a summer sport?
Yeah.
It is? So that's when you usually fence, John, when you and... So when y'all riding polo, I know polo is more of a summer sport for your people, but for the elite here in Houston.
I don't know anybody that plays polo.
For the elite here in Houston, polo is probably more spring and summer. I'm assuming maybe fall. When do y'all fence?
You can polo here. Hey, there's a big polo grounds off I-10.
I wouldn't know. I don't polo.
No, but yeah, people know about it. I've never been there, but people know about it. Okay?
Fancies.
Yeah. Those fancies. I've never been there because I'm not fancy. I'm a one man of the people.
Stop. Trying to be man of the people in suites and floor seats and jets and Cabo closets.
It's cold.
You got to stop this charade.
You know what? I did it for the team. It's probably colder in here than it is in Houston right
now. It's not. Trust me, it's not.
Arctic Blast 2022.
It's 60 degrees in this.
Okay, stop with the song, Tyler.
It's a great song.
All right. Oh, man, I just got it. Okay. This is – I got to tell you, we're going to have a good News of the Weird. I'm just telling you right here and right now. We're going to have a good News of the Weird coming your way.
We are. So
if we have any listeners left, everybody's leaving.
Everyone's left because –
because your draft.
No, because you told them to leave, dummy.
No, you
– You said, get out of here. Beat it. Leave.
Because of your lack of draft knowledge.
I know, but
out.
You shouldn't have told people to leave. Now Jason's going to call. Hey, do me a favor.
Preeminent during... NFL draft analyst.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dab. By the way, did you see that guy doing leg dabs? Barstool Sports had it.
Yeah.
Fat guy's jumping off of like elevated platforms. Jumping up and showing the agility to do leg dabs with both of his legs.
The double leg dab.
The double leg dab was pretty incredible, if I'm being honest. And the fact that that's not a combine event, it shows me explosiveness, it shows me flexibility, it shows me agility. I would rather see if guys can do leg dabs than certain drills at different positions. Because certain drills don't really give you anything. But a leg dab shows you, once again, you have to have explosiveness, you have to have agility, and you have to have flexibility. A leg dab should be at the combine.
Wow. I mean, you would draft that guy. He would be, if he could leg dab, that guy would be your number one overall pick.
To jump in the air, lift your legs as quickly as you can, explosively towards your chest, and then, you know, and then to to lift your you know, to get your legs at such a position to where you're basically putting your nose and your head into the crevice of your leg for an actual leg dab. Yes, that is something that would show me a lot. It's a ton of athleticism. And for the big guy to do that, oh, I had a lot of respect for him. A
lot of respect. No, no. Oh, John is absolutely dead on here. You're a Coors Light drinker, man of the people, drink of the people. He couldn't be more dead on. John, thank you. Thank you. Man of the people. Lance, we haven't talked much about this. Is this whole Joe Rogan thing? Did you see what Joe Rogan did?
What?
Joe Rogan is actually apologizing.
For what?
You know, a lot of guys, they'll double down. Oh, no, this is what I think, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Joe Rogan said this: I pledge to balance out the more controversial viewpoints with other people's perspectives so many we can find a better point of view. I don't want to just show the contrary opinion to what the narrative is. I want to show all kinds
of opinions. Interesting, because I don't think Joe is like the way he's painted by people. I don't sit and listen to his podcast all the time. I do think he tries to expand and expound on a lot of different things, explore as many different, like, I like to be a critical thinker. I don't care what this person or this political side or that political side. It's so polarized now. Who cares? Like, just go out there and be a critical thinker and get your information. And I think Joe Rogan does try to do that on a lot of stuff. I get why some people have been upset about certain topics. I do think he has gone very contrarian on some of the stuff, which is okay, because contrary opinions sometimes need to be heard. I mean, contrary opinions should be heard. That's what freedom of speech really is the ability to listen to contrary opinions. I think so many people get so caught up and they're afraid that if anyone listens to a contrary opinion, they'll be fooled and tricked, and they don't want any, so they want to limit any opinions being out there. I mean, you're going to be mentally weak to be tricked that easily just because there's a contrary opinion. I can listen and think for myself, and I think a lot of people can do that as well. A lot more people can do that than it seems like people give others credit for. With that said, Joe has gone very contrarian, I think, on a lot of the people he has had on. I wonder if he's doing this because I do think he is a free thinker and a critical thinker. I wonder if he's doing this out of his own, you know, maybe some people have said some things and he thought, you know what, that makes some sense, or if Spotify is putting the heat on him.
Yeah, well, listen, he don't want to lose that gig. He doesn't want it to come down to, holy crap, what are we going to do here? Maybe Spotify.
Yeah.
Listen, Spotify loses all his musicians. They lose everything. They've lost $2 billion. Well, they had lost $2 billion at one point after Neil Young pulled out.
How? So, how did that happen where they lost
because
that
their
much?
Stock went so – because people started selling their stock once. But it wasn't only Neil Young, but a couple of other artists. Joni Mitchell opted out.
How are they moving the needle? Neil Young.
But here's the deal. Those musicians, you know how they are. You know, hugging trees all the time. They're gonna stand behind, you know, stuff like this, and they're gonna get in Spotify's kitchen, and then all of a sudden, and listen, investors are like, whoa, I don't like this trend. I'm out. And the stock
has been tumbling for Meta, for all these things. This is what's happened with the stock market, period. Yeah. It's been in a free fall. So I'm not sure that maybe a little too much was read into that. Like, I don't know too many people who are paid who are paying for Spotify who are like, wait, Joni Mitchell is coming down and Neil Young on the same day? Oh no. That's right. Not like, you're gonna have to have some younger acts that are pulling their that have a lot more listenership that are pulling the plug before they start getting hit, like before stock prices are selling off, I would think. Now, I did see all the tech stocks have been in a, like, Facebook had their single biggest loss yesterday in the history of the company. In the history of the company yesterday, it was a massive, stock market is kind of janky right now.
Yeah. It's like, that's why I got out of the country. I was like, I'm getting out before this.
Okay, so
falls
it wasn't
apart.
For the Cabo Cup. It was actually because of the stock market being a little.
Listen, this thing's falling apart. I'm going to spend a few days here in Cabo and then come back when things settle down.
I pay for, Rhino says, people pay for Spotify? Yeah, I pay. Number one, I don't want commercials.
Yes, you have to pay for Spotify. What are you talking about?
I think he's saying you use someone else's. But here's the thing, you can't listen simultaneously because my wife and I have it. And if somebody else is listening, it jacks it jacks it from them. And so, yeah, I pay for Spotify.
Yeah, same. And you get, did you know you get Hulu for free? Well, not for free, but you get Hulu along with your Spotify subscription. So you're paying $11 for both of those, basically.
You get Hulu for free with Spotify?
Well, I mean, it's not. It was some promotion.
They had something
2 years ago or something
that.
But yeah, now I get Hulu and Spotify, and I pay $11 for them.
All right, I got to look into that. I'm going to say, excuse me, customer service. By the way, have you tried to call any customer services lately? It's pretty much impossible. You're just going to have to, you got to talk to a computer. You're going to have to, and they try to solve it that way. And then it'll say, if you'd like to speak with a customer service rep, you can push one to put your name in queue, and we'll call you back in 1 hour and 37 minutes. Like, wow.
2 days, 3 hours, and 7 minutes. What? No, I'm not waiting 2 days for you.
So you told me that you have a good news of the weird.
Yeah. Okay. How much would people have to pay you to eat dog food? Dog food. Yeah.
Okay.
On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5.
How much would you pay to have windows that do not leak and that do not have you freezing cold in your house right now? Well, you should have thought about that. All this, the rest of this time I've been telling you, if you got those old aluminum windows that are, especially those single pane windows, those do nothing for cold weather like this. Nothing. Allstate windows are energy efficient. They're built right here in Texas for Texas tough weather, rain, wind, and yes, even cold. It's all covered. Keep your home warm all winter long and save on your electric bill now with the energy efficient windows from Allstate Windows. You can go to the website, allstatewindowsandsiding.com. Here's the phone number, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Right now, you can get a free window inspection and 25% off your windows. And for a limited time, no interest for 36 months when you mention ESPN. This is an investment in the beauty of your home, but also the energy efficiency of your home, the safety of your home across the board for the best rate. Call Allstate Windows and Siding. That's AllstateWindowsandSiding.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Lance, let me ask you this question. How much would it cost for someone, if someone said, hey, eat this dog food, I'll pay you. How much would it cost?
Wet or dry dog food?
Well, it's actually a dog food taste test, so it could be either.
Oh, I think we had to get into four digits.
Four?
Yeah, I think, you know what, give $2,500.
$2,500?
Nah, $3,600.
How about $169,592 a year?
That's more than my number.
That's what...
Hey.
Yeah. All right, tell me more.
That's what they're getting paid. Apparently this is in Europe because it's €150,000. And their
that's worth more
test,
than our money, right? Only
no,
it's,
no, it's 150. So it's Well, this I don't know. It's kind of funny. It's a funny no. It's not a dollar sign, which is stupid. Everything should be a dollar sign. Anyway, it's 169,000 per year. I don't know where
pesos.
It is.
No, I'm not doing
No, not pesos. It's $169,000. So, listen. If you're going to pay me $169,000, I'll eat dog food. I mean, how many? I mean, I'm seeing a picture here, people, and they're gagging. And, you know, it's not going to be the best job in the world. And not going to be the best job in the world.
Taste test. What does that mean? And why
means
do
you have to eat the dog food?
You have to eat it all, or you do? Are you tasting it? What are you doing this for? Is it for a job? Is it a rich man that wants to see?
But there's a lot of tasting for $169.
Is it like a rich man?
Like some kind of weird Squid Games type thing.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Like, all right, you can win this money, but you're gonna have to eat dog food for a year. Like, okay, it is Squid Game. You only less murder.
Right.
Well, you don't know what kind of health problems you're gonna have from eating dog food all the time.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, that's you want $169,000 or don't you? Okay, you just want to walk away with $169,000 without doing anything.
No, obviously.
No, it's hard to make $169,000.
It's not hard to make millions and millions of dollars not doing anything. You just have to live in Houston.
That's another story.
Some athletic talent. I will say
that's a whole different deal right there. Apparently, Osama bin Laden's mansion is not selling. They have a mansion in Bel Air, and
Bel Air, California, not Bel Air, where you used to
own
stay.
It's been 6 months since the Bel Air estate owned by Osama bin Laden's brother Ibrahim bin Laden was listed for $28 million. They've taken $2 million off, and they still can't sell it. Do you think it's more about bin Laden? Or that it's $26 million.
I feel like that price tag may be a little prohibitive.
I think, yeah.
We
can't sell this house. Oh, really? Really?
Is it really going to matter if you think you get a good deal on a house? If the bin Laden, it could have been Osama bin Laden's house. If somebody thinks they get a good real estate deal, that sucker's sold in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let them put it up in Summit County, Colorado, and watch how quick it sells.
Mm-mm. Texas woman, Gloria Andrew, there's a lot of different ways you can go. I'm not sure this is the one that I want. Gloria Ann Jordan has been arrested on Tuesday in connection with the death of her roommate, Gloria Farmer. Apparently, she sat on her face until she suffocated to death. Is that something that...
see my face right now.
Apparently, that's...
Man, that is...
I don't know if that's
was it intent? Was it?
I'm not sure that's how I'd want to go, because I'm looking at the picture of Gloria Ann Jordan. Definitely not how I want to go.
So was that... Did they say it was an attempted murder?
Or a murder,
I should say, a homicide? Did you
tell me?
Yeah,
it's a homicide. Well, I don't know if it's manslaughter. I don't know which one.
Was it accidental? Because if so, that's... You know... Hey,
charge it up to
the
game.
The game is the game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, you can't hate the player, hate the game.
Apparently, I don't know. Oh my goodness, did you see this? Ted Cruz tweeted about rising Cancun flight costs ahead of another Texas winter storm. Apparently, hashtag Texas freeze is trending with Cancun and Ted Cruz. You know what? Hey, you know what? I like that. He said, you know what? Well, I'm going to dive right in. Okay. after last year's deal, he's like, whatever. Keep that same energy, everybody. Do you want to build a bear? After dark, teddy bear?
Tell me more about that.
Well, apparently it's a Build-A-Bear, and it's designed for adults. Why should kids have all the fun? Well, welcome to Build-A-Bear After Dark, a new series of teddy bears designed specifically for adults. Apparently, a concept I'm currently struggling to resolve my lizard brain, are these bears supposed to be horny? Do you want a horny Build-A-Bear?
No, not really. No.
You don't?
No, but how are these bears different? Do they just have something like clever little sayings on the shirts they wear? Are they throwing different anatomical stuff in there? That's freaky.
I don't think they are. I think they're clothed. There's one that looks like he's dressed like Hugh Hefner. And there's one.
Oh, that's what it is then.
It's a girl who's got a bottle of. It's a girl bear, I guess. Yeah, and she's wearing pink, and she's got a bottle of rosé and a glass of rosé.
Well, see, but like pajama. The Vermont teddy bears used to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
They probably still do. I don't know. I haven't spoken with them for a long time, but they probably do, you know, kind of sexy stuff or whatever. The way you made it sounded like it was like that same old man from Squid Game, who's making people eat dog food for $169,000 because he has that much money, is also making creepy bears that people have to sleep with. Like, I don't want to sleep with Chubbo the bear because I don't want that in my life.
All right, we're done. Great week, everybody. Y'all stay warm, okay? I'm worried about you. Stay warm and stay inside and make sure that your pipes are okay. And if they're not, go to thebenchplumbing.com.
Yes.
But if you do have any problems, but hopefully y'all get through this. As soon as it warms up, I'll be back, okay? And I'll be
– We've got to wait right for it to get warmer?
Well, but just I'm with everybody. Just so everybody knows, I'm with you in spirit and heart. Okay, my heart is with you. I got to go play golf, so I got to go. Y'all have a great weekend, and we will talk again on Monday. Listen, I want to tell you before we go though. How about this? Tomorrow night, former world champions Keith Thurman and Mario Barrios collide, high stakes welterweight showdown, and the co-main event. It just hits just as hard as four division champion. How about this? Four different divisions. Leo Santa Cruz returns to take on Keenan Carbajal. And that's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And listen, you could get it on the Fox Sports app. And you can get it on the Fox Sports app and watch it on any screen in your house or wherever you are. It's from the Michelob Ultra Arena in Las Vegas. It's live on pay-per-view. It's going to be a big fight. Thurman is awesome. He is awesome. 29-1. Barrios is 26-1. If you're looking for great fights tomorrow night, download the Fox Sports app, buy it, and you can watch it on any screen. It's the Fox Sports app. Big fight night tomorrow night. Have a great weekend, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew?
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.